Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. We're here again.
It's us.
It's us. You look cute.
Thank you.
Wow. I like your little...
Is that one of those fake collars?
Yes.
You look...
Well, it's like a crop top. It's like a little crop top.
From... You know, they're... So Alexis is wearing a V-neck sweater with a little
you look scholarly.
Collar underneath it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You know, those are called Dickies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have
but
one.
This is like a real shirt where it's like, I could wear it as a crop top in the summer, but... I shan't. It's okay. More for under sweaters.
I shan't.
I will not.
I do love the look of that, though.
Thank you.
It's very cute. How are we feeling?
Feeling great, Jack.
Feeling great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing.
Good.
We just had the best sandwich known to man. Mankind. humankind.
I got so excited about it. Larchmont is the place.
Larchmont wine and cheese.
Mm. I was too excited, though. Bit my tongue pretty good.
Whoop. Jared bit his tongue very bad.
He almost bit it off.
It is bleeding profusely, and I was like, I didn't know the tongues could bleed.
I guess it makes sense
that they could bleed. They're muscle.
I definitely bit my tongue. Not bad.
He has like a chunk taken out of his tongue.
Whoop.
If you're watching on video today and you start to notice blood coming out of my mouth, sorry about all that.
It is a true crime podcast.
Ooh, very on brand.
Dun, dun, dun.
I do like that.
Boy, does it hurt. Let's get moving.
At least you can still talk okay.
Yeah.
Before we get into today's episode, obviously, Patreon shout out. If you need more true crime content, First Degree, join us on Patreon.
That's right.
One episode.
And if you want to see video for this.
Yeah.
You want to see our beautiful
faces. The full length video.
I mean, I would want to see our beautiful faces.
I know.
Yeah. I'd sign up just for the two of you, not me.
Oh,
I'd
you're gorgeous.
I'm probably knocking down a couple of beds.
Like a true crime only fans.
It is like a true crime only fans with no nudity.
At all.
Maybe yet. Depending on how many subscribers yet. We get.
Yep.
Honestly, we got to give the people what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want. Even though like probably 90,
they don't want that.
95% of our listeners are women.
Yeah. they just want to hang. And that's what I want to do, frankly.
I want to hang. I want to drink. I want to hang. I want to listen to some true crime. And that's where we're at.
Correct.
I've got good news for you.
What?
That's exactly what we do.
That's why you start a podcast.
Yep.
Woo.
Today is... March 21st.
Oh, shit.
How is it already spring?
Wait, it's Jared's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jared.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
Why don't we have a fucking cake for him?
I don't know. I forgot.
It's okay.
I did give him a sandwich.
We did. I gave him his favorite
March
sandwich
month on my birthday.
Better than a cake.
What more could you ask for?
Better than
honestly,
a cake.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Jared, how old are you turning?
36 years old.
He's 36.
I'm 36 today.
You're past the top, the
my
bell
prime.
Curve.
Past my prime.
You're going back down.
I don't think we hit our prime to like 45.
This is when all athletes start to retire. This is it.
At 36?
I'm staring into the abyss. Like I'm looking down, you know, like I used to be able to see road ahead of me because it was going up, but now I'm at the top of the hill and
No, you're not over the hill. That's not till like 40 something.
Over the hill was 40. But you know, that's so crazy. You think about over the hill birthday parties. It's literally your 40th birthday party. I'm like, that's in...
I think it's wrong.
Also,
I think we should move it up to like 50.
We have to, because 40 is the new 30. Like, it needs to be up to 50.
100%.
When I turn 40, I'm going to feel so young.
Dude, I might as well be 50 right now, the way I live. Also, and I still feel youthful.
I feel so youthful.
Bold of you to assume I'm going to make it to 80. So 40 is the middle.
I mean, Jack's going to outlive you, though.
Well, women outlive men. The life expectancy of women is like 4 years older.
Yeah, because we're not so big and clunky.
And stupid.
And stupid.
What do you mean?
You know what we mean.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Jared.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday, Jared.
Thank y'all.
It's also the spring solstice today, and this is my new thing that I want to start the new year on March 21st instead of January 1st.
Okay.
Because January 1st, like the end of the year is in the middle of winter. There's kind of nothing going on. Like, it's very hard to be excited about, like, new things happening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But spring solstice, it's like everything's on the up and up. It's going to get warmer. It's going to get brighter. Like, things are looking up. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to join me with celebrating the new year today.
Right.
It's a brand new year. Set your goals.
I love that.
I'll celebrate with you. However, I would like to say that I'm not excited for the longer days and the warm weather. Just not my vibe.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Jared loves the rain.
It's their own, Jared.
Oh, it's been, the rain.
No, thank you.
I've liked the rain, too. I like it all, though.
Yeah.
I like the variation.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't like one if the other didn't exist. You know, correct. You got to have them both.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
should we get into the days today?
I can't wait to hear what you have in store.
So, 1952, the first official rock and roll concert, the Moondog Coronation Ball of 1952 at the Cleveland Arena in Cleveland, Ohio, happened.
The classic Moondog Orientation Ball.
Moondog Coronation Ball.
The Bicentennial. Oh,
Moondog Coronation Ball?
Is the first... What is that... There could be nothing less rock and roll than the Moondog Coronation Ball.
Come on down to the Moondog Coronation Ball.
It really does kind of remind me of Grease, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Moondog. I want to know more about that.
The Moondog Coronation Ball of 1952, hosted by Alan Freed. Don't know who that is. But it was the first rock and roll concert to be shut down by local authorities.
Hell yeah.
They were not going to have any of this riffraff having
none
fun.
None of the riffraff. So
the devil's music.
Honestly, probably just some guy up there like shaking his hips. A little bit,
just a
too
little
much.
Bit,
just a tiny, tiny shake in the hips. Like, we have to shut it down.
Slight gyration of the hips.
Gasp.
So some of the people that played were Paul Williams and the Huckleburkers.
Huckleburker.
Huckleburkers.
No thanks.
B-U-R-K-E-R-S.
Burgers.
Huckleburker.
That was before marketing was a thing.
Yeah.
Tiny Grimes and the Rocking Highlanders. These
Tiny
are
Grimes?
Long names.
Wow.
Tiny Grimes and the Rocking Highlanders.
Okay.
The Dominoes, Veretta Dillard, and Danny Cobb.
Wow.
Maybe of the Cobb Salad fortune.
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't know he was a rock star.
I don't fuck with corn cobs anymore after our conversation and killing time with Holly Madison.
What,
I don't want to hear anything about it ever again.
Yeah. Toilet
corn's
paper.
Corn's ruined. It's all ruined.
Well, a Cobb Salad doesn't have corn in it.
But the Cobb has a cob in it.
Wait, the Cobb has a cob in it.
Where is the name Cobb going for in the salad? Like, where?
I don't know about the salad. No, I'm just thinking about the corn.
C-O-B-B. Cobb. There's two B's. It's not like corn cob.
But
cob.
What's a cob? What is a cob salad?
Cobb is the name of the guy who invented the salad. Have you seen that Curb?
Yeah, allegedly.
There's an episode of Curb where, like...
Are you sure it's not like cheese, bacon, blue cheese?
Egg.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled egg.
But where's that? In
where's the
cob?
Some guy put it together and didn't chop it up. He left it as a wedge. Oh, no, wait. That's a wedge.
All right, let's move on.
Dude, salads are complicated.
Okay, 1962, Glenn Bell opened the very first Taco Bell restaurant in Downey, California. Jared, it is your day. You have the same birthday as Taco Bell.
That is truly, I did not know this until right now.
I didn't know that was his name.
His Glenn last Bell. Name was Bell?
Yes.
Taco Bell.
Glenn Bell. And you know what? Glenn Bell, I looked him up a little bit, and Glenn Bell.
Uh-oh.
Well, know what?
Tell me he was a good guy.
I don't know. I didn't look up his
I'm
personal
so worried.
History.
They always end up being bad
never
guys.
Know.
It says before Taco Bell, he originally owned and operated a hamburger stand called Bell's Hamburgers. So he's really trying to throw the Bell name around.
Hey, Taco Bell's a winner.
Which you love.
He was doing it wrong. He finally said, you know what? I need beans and cheese and I need to figure out 100 different ways to wrap them.
Correct.
And thus... A genius idea.
It is
born. Yeah.
Well,
it is born.
He opened up something before Taco Bell called Taco Tia, but then he was probably like, you know what? I got to get my name in there.
100%.
Founder's name.
You know?
And it says the original Taco Bell from Downey, California was dug up and is now sitting like this in the public parking lot of a Taco Bell corporate office.
Oh, the original Bell? There's
the
an actual
original
Bell?
Bell? So the original Bell, I think they said it was like 400 feet and it was just a walk-up. 400 square feet with only a walk-up window. and people just could walk up there, get their bells.
What a cute
dude. If I was a food person, I would do a walk up. Like, yeah. Fuck everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck dealing with unruly customers. Yeah. And, yeah. Like, a walk up is the move.
Well, especially if you're like a Taco Bell, it's like in a pretty heavy foot traffic area and you stay open late, like in a city center or something.
100%.
Oh, no, yeah. Way, dude. No way.
Mm. Love that.
So they first sold Taco Bell tacos from Taco Bell for 19 cents.
Oh,
that hurts.
Back in the day.
What a screaming deal.
1962, baby.
Screaming deal.
What was the guy's name? John Bell?
Glenn Bell.
Glenn Bell. Thanks, Glenn.
I like how he, like, you know, kind of worked around the logo and the bell. So you don't think it's like a narcissistic thing of naming it after yourself.
You made it look authentic.
Yeah.
And what's wild about it is
I have a feeling that Glenn Bell is white.
Correct.
Yeah. Glenn.
Glenn Bell.
The whitest Glenn. Name ever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I never thought about Taco Bell. It's like such a name it's like you're just talking about like branding.
Yeah.
I just acknowledge it as like a Taco Bell being an item that exists.
Yeah.
Like a bell that you ring when you want tacos.
Yeah. Well, they have the Bell logo. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He kind of.
Glenn Bell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Camouflaged it as. That is good marketing.
Well, happy birthday to the both of us.
Obviously, Bell Taco or Bell Burgers didn't work that well. Even though that's an alliteration.
I would also go to that.
Bell Burgers?
I'll try.
You know what? I think it was
Burger
called,
Bell sounds better.
Did you guys
but
see.
But he called it. Bell hamburgers, like why yes. Not the alliteration?
Did you
Burger
see
Bell.
That
Burger
they
Bell.
They just did like a keynote presentation for all the new menu items?
Who's they? Oh, Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, tell me and about they, the new menu items.
They did it like a like an Apple, like when they announced a new iPhone. So like the CEO came out and he's on stage, like, and he looked really
nice. They
know
nice. What they're doing.
And behind him was a giant screen, and he's kind of going through all their new products.
What is it?
Tell us about the new items.
There was like a twist on like the cheesy gordita crunch. I forget exactly what they were doing. And then they're doing chicken nuggets now.
What?
Yeah, Taco Bell's doing chicken nuggets.
Fuck yeah.
So.
What are we dipping them in?
We're dipping them in. Dude, those with like the super hot sauce would be so good.
I just want ketchup.
No, I don't think they have ketchup at Taco Bell.
They gotta now.
They gotta have some kind of a sauce. Like
I'm
a
sure they've got
nugget
it.
Sauce.
Ooh, that jalapeno, like creamy ranch sauce would be really good.
Mm. Just ketchup. Please. Otherwise,
you gotta go to McDonald's. You gotta go to McDonald's.
I know.
Okay, we're moving on.
Sorry.
1963, Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay closed its doors forever and transferred its remaining prisoners.
Have you guys ever walked it?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was younger.
Oh, we talked about this.
Did we?
Whether or not we could make it swimming back in.
You think you can?
Until you're in there.
Until you're in that frigid cold water.
Dude, if a man who's been exercising in the prison yard for 30 years can't do it, then I can't do it.
No.
I don't know.
Like, all they do is work out. That's all those people do in prison.
But I'm going back to our Oregon Trail thing. I think that if somebody told you that you couldn't do it, you'd spite them.
What
you'd
I would do
it.
Is try to use the current to my favor. And I would save my... I would just float out to where the current stopped and like on my back and then find an opportunistic place to swim.
Why did I know that you would have a plan?
I'd use science.
She'd use the current to her favor.
To yeah. My...
Do you want to tell the story about the English Channel, swimming across the English Channel?
Oh, the one
did
that
you
I...
do it?
You just don't name names.
So I know a guy.
Is it you?
No.
Come on.
No. I mean, I do know me, but this isn't me. So in this story, we're not going to name this man, but this is the kind of person who like, there can never be silence. And if there is, then their default is to talk about themselves, right?
They fill it. They have to fill the space.
Yeah, lots of fillers. Always.
But the thing they know the most about is themselves. So it's always about them.
Yeah.
A lot of it's about working out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
physical fitness.
It's just a person I know. He's very fit. He's very fit. And... he walked into the room and I was with some friends and unprompted, he goes, do you guys think that you could swim across the English Channel? I was like, where are we going with this? And I was like, no, I don't think I could swim across the English Channel. That sounds very challenging. And he goes, well, it's really cold. And I go, well, yeah, I would imagine. It's
well, they're trying
cold.
To get you to ask, have you done it? Right.
Right. And
they're trying to prompt you to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's worse than that. I don't know where he's leading me with these questions.
I can't
questions.
Wait. I'm on the edge of my seat. Go on.
I go, yeah, it is really cold. He goes, I could never make it. I was like, oh.
I didn't expect that.
And I go, well, how come? And he goes, well, I don't have any body fat. You guys would be fine. He looks right at me. He's like, you'd make it. No problem. He's like, but I don't have any body fat, so there's no way I'm going to make it across this thing.
Basically calling Jared fat.
And calling them perfect
so
body.
So muscular.
Perfect body.
No body fat.
So... Yeah. So in short, he was going to fail successfully.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, dude, like
he wouldn't make it across, but he'd get the most dates when he came back.
Oh my God, because
of those
funny
rocking abs.
The joke's on him because neither one of us would have ever made it.
No, no.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, 1970, Earth Day is celebrated for the first time. Wow. Happy Earth Day.
It's just weird that it took a long time to celebrate the Earth in which we live.
But like, what are they really doing on Earth Day?
Yeah, but like, we should appreciate the Earth or we're going to die.
I think it was a pretty full-time gig appreciating the Earth until somewhat recently, right? Like, you had to live off of it. Like, everything that you did was kind of...
Yeah, 1970 is probably when we started kind of going downhill, to be honest. I mean, we should have never had Earth Day.
Wow.
Wow. We put a spotlight on it, and now we're...
I don't know. I feel like
I stand corrected.
When you probably do look at the graph, 1970 is probably when it starts going downwards.
Well, this was when...
That's when the
lobbyists
straws
were like, we got to fucking snuff this Earth Day thing right out and just, like, start pumping plastic.
Conspiracy theory... What else did they start doing when they started Earth Day? What's it a cover up for?
I think it's the same day they replaced all the birds.
Probably.
Because they're all.
What do you mean?
The birds.
With government spies,
yeah,
of course.
Birds are not real.
Okay.
You've seen that. Birds aren't real.
Oh.
It's so dumb.
Oh, it's like a whole website. They have
merch. Quiet. Earmuffs on my phone. I don't want to be in this algorithm.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's just a conspiracy. I mean, number one, it's not real.
Emotional support tassel.
This was like a kid that was trolling everybody, that was trolling like the far right.
It was a ploy to sell t-shirts is what it was. But basically the whole thing is
birds aren't real.
And then when you go to the website, it's like, it tells you how like in the 70s, the CIA replaced all living birds with drones that are like surveillance drones.
Like spies.
What about when
spies.
You find a dead one?
Then at the drone got fucked up.
It's a real bird, though.
I don't know. Did you open it up?
Okay. No. Let's move on.
Did you open it up? Okay.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm out there ripping apart bird corpses because of my paranoia.
For fun.
Being like, I gotta make sure it's not a drone. Then I get committed for the rest of my life.
Somebody out there is doing it.
Oh no, it's a really dumb like conspiracy meme. But
entertaining nonetheless.
Just want everyone to know about
it.
Not a fan.
I won't not believe it. Okay, 1970. San Diego Comic-Con happens for the first time.
Cool.
You've got a lot of good things happening on your day. I know, yeah. 1970.
Wow, I didn't know that was such a long-standing tradition.
Do we think people were cosplaying back then?
Probably not.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
They were so judgmental back then.
Yeah.
Yes. You couldn't really be weird up until recently.
You couldn't fucking do anything. Or they'd like send you to the nut house.
Yeah, literally. You couldn't even exist as being a woman without getting a lobotomy.
Yes.
But I will say.
Or hysterectomy or whatever the fuck they did.
Well, that's its own thing entirely. But I will say it's kind of cool that up until recently, you weren't able to just go like be this like wacky version of yourself. And now it's like when I see that stuff, I'm just like, even if it's not something that I would do, I'm just like, hell yeah, dude. It's cool that people are just out there like.
Can you give me an example?
Like cosplay, dressing up as like. Go ahead.
Oh, my example was like the Gen Z boys dancing on TikTok.
Oh, you'd be thrown in the hospital.
Silenced
immediately. Like, they're living in such a, like, that's still considered masculine. The fact that that's considered masculine is so spot on.
Thrown in the hospital.
Because women would have hated that 20 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're, like, so soft. Now, like, all the girls want to suck their dicks. But that never would have been a thing. Never would have been a thing when we were that age.
I think about that all the time because I'm like,
Is that your Roman Empire?
Yes, because it's so fucking cringe. But I'm like, it's like good for you, boys. You're gonna be dancing and like looking at the camera, and you're good dancers.
They're shockingly good.
I'm like, Lil Huddy is fucking rocking his hips,
dude. If you're in a different country, though, you'd be in jail.
in the wrong country.
Imagine getting out
God
of the time machine.
God bless America. This is why you don't talk shit on America.
Yeah,
I know it is true.
Imagine 1982. You fall into like a cave. There's a collapse.
Oh my God.
A time machine.
I'm following.
And then you time travel to today and you get out of the time machine and this is what you see.
And the Broccoli
Men
Boys.
Dancing.
You would be like.
The Broccoli Boys are swaying their hips to fucking Doja Cat.
The Broccoli Boys are looking at the camera like.
Who's the Broccoli Boys?
The Gen Z with the Broccoli Boy haircuts.
The Broccoli Boys. We call them Broccoli Boys. So like they have
you
like
know what
a.
I'm talking my algorithm is so fucked after all these conversations. I'm sure I'll see them later tonight.
Well, you know who I'm talking about. It's like, it's kind of short back here.
Think about like what a broccoli looks like.
A head of broccoli.
Is it what they're all called? It's not an actual pair of boys.
No, it's what I'm calling them.
I think Jared and I made this term up.
I just call them Broccoli Boys because they have the haircut where it's like a.
broccoli stalk.
It, like, broccoli. It comes off and from under their hats.
It's like it's
no, it's short here and like fluffy up at the top.
It's like going forward in the front and then at the last
does
second.
Does Travis it Barker's son have it?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know what he looks like, but if you're, I mean, it's a broccoli boy.
Yeah, okay, sure. But Gen Z in general, boys are broccoli boys.
I'm dating myself so hard right now. This sucks.
That's fine. We all are.
I'm like, hey, we are,
unfortunately,
your haircuts and your dance moves.
Listen, soon
I'm loving it. I don't hate on it.
We're gonna have kids, and like, we're not gonna care.
No.
Yeah.
That's Gen Alpha. I do follow this mom on TikTok. She's probably our age and her daughter is maybe 10. And she always, after she drops her daughter off at school, she's like, gets in the car. She's like, coming from the front lines of school.
Oh, I see. I follow her.
She's like, what's in and what's not, according to my Gen Alpha daughter.
She's classes, oh my God. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I follow her. She's great.
She's like, she always talks about pimple patches.
Yeah.
She goes, pimple, I don't know what they're called, zit sticker or whatever they are. Like, they're pimple patches that are like stars.
Oh, okay.
She's like, those are now a form of currency. You trade them and like the more you have, the cooler you are.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's, she just like says everything that like Gen Alpha thinks is cool or not.
Wait, what's Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha is
the little tiny babies
before Gen Z.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like kids, 15 year olds.
It's kids that are like, yeah, 12. Probably elementary school to
that's
early
terrifying.
High school.
Yeah, my buddy's got a daughter and she's like right in that age range. And every time I talk to him, he's like filling me in on like what's cool now with the kid. It's so funny to hear.
I can't wait to figure out what's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, next. 1984, Central Park designated its section of the grounds as Strawberry Fields.
Ooh, Strawberry Fields forever.
Another great one for you. 2006, Twitter was founded and Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the first public tweet, which read, just setting up my Twitter. Not knowing the absolute shit show that would ensue.
It's too bad, man.
Shouldn't have sold it some... Whatever. Never mind. I'm not going to get into all that. It's X now, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't used Twitter in probably 10 years.
I still call it Twitter.
It's weird that you're on Twitter.
My mother, it's good for like... hey, is the internet down on the west in West LA right now?
What?
I use it for that. Like, check if people's
earthquake.
Internet is out. Earthquake.
You know, you can just Google earthquake.
I do all the time.
But it'll tell you the most recent one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's, you're geotagged also. They know where you are. So it'll be like the earthquake, whatever.
Okay, last one. 2019, a woman in Bangladesh gave birth to twins 1 month after giving birth previously.
Weird.
Turned out that the mother had two uteruses. So there's a new fear.
I believe it's uteri.
New fear unlocked.
Wow. Yeah. So you can have more than one of those.
I mean, I don't think that was, it was on like things that happened that day. I don't think it's common. But it is terrifying.
It does happen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You'd be freaking
bomb,
out.
That's bomb, though. Because, like, then it's all... you're done. This is my feelings about this. Like, that's why I want to have twins. It's
but
like
this woman...
Two and done.
That's what I'm
no,
saying.
This woman gave birth to one child, and then a month later gave birth to twins.
Right. At least it wasn't, like, a year and then another birth. Like, it was still... Like, she was still...
Dude, that's got to wreak healing. Havoc on your body.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Birth at all.
Yeah,
for,
well,
for the record.
So
one,
I've been told.
One anticipated birth is enough. Like,
trauma.
This woman is a queen. And this is why females are gods.
Females are gods.
That's right.
We do create life and we don't need men.
Correct.
We literally could get rid of men and we'd
honestly,
be fine.
Honestly,
here we go again.
I am that immaculate stingray.
I always, that's also my Roman Empire of, is what would life be like without men? Because we could technically do it.
I feel like we'd all get along so well.
We could freeze a bunch of sperm and just do IVF and like literally and only have girl babies and then no more men.
I think the mean girls would stop because the men are gone.
I know. We would look
like they're only mean because they're pick me's.
Yeah.
They're pick me chicks.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways.
What do you think, Jared?
I'm just, it's the.
You're still here.
I get to stay.
But nobody after that.
Matt can stay. Matt's also nice.
Well, the men that are alive, I guess, can stay.
Yeah.
But then the next generation is...
Are gone. Bye.
Okay.
Wow. Girls from here on out.
Not young ones.
You're going to miss us.
I don't know.
You're going to miss us eventually. You'll miss us.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to get...
We'll see.
I honestly don't know. There's
we'll
only
see.
So much Bachelor that you
What's
can watch.
What's the next segment?
No, before we leave to go to the next segment, our word of the day is turtle. Scottish
turtle.
Tartle, T-A-R-T-L-E, like turtle, but tartle.
Okay.
And tartle is that moment of hesitance before introducing somebody because you can't remember their name.
Oh, fuck. That gave me immediate, like, I am
tartle.
Yeah.
You are tartle. We are all tartle.
I mean, I'm so good at this though, because there's so many people that I don't remember their names that like think that they know me, or I probably do know them and I just have a bad memory. Mm-hmm. But I'm so good at doing the, oh, this is my husband, Jared. And then like you introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's a great way to set
it up.
I'm
so good at that.
If you're smart, I'm not smart.
It's finding
like,
a loophole.
Is,
oh my God, you have a husband. Gross.
I know. Ew.
I don't know.
Here he is.
Not that your husband is gross, just
like
it's
having
gross.
A husband's gross.
She did just say she wants to live in a world without all men.
That's okay.
So I'll just go away.
Okay. When we come back, we're learning some new shit.
New stuff.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough, and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era, somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
All right, welcome back to Today I Learned. We are sharing our fun facts of the day with you people. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Today I Learned... And I kind of knew this, but I'm really going into the facts of this.
Okay.
It is theoretically impossible to fold a piece of paper 8 times. Did you know this?
I did know this.
If you tried to fold
a
piece of paper, like an 8x10 computer paper, you can't fold it 8 times.
Is that if you're folding it in half each time?
Yeah. Okay. Half, 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 half. You can only fold a piece of paper 7 times.
Yeah.
If you're folding it in halves each time.
Yeah, yeah. If you fold it in like little.
I'm like, I can come up with other ways.
You're like, I can do this. And I also learned if you folded a piece of paper 50 times, guess how high it would be? You're just folding a piece of paper and doubling it 50 times.
50 times?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How like tall?
Yeah. How tall?
10 feet?
How tall do you think it would be? Folding paper 50 times.
1 foot.
25 feet?
62 million miles high.
What?
It would be 2/3 of the way to the sun if you folded a piece of paper 50 times. I don't understand
this. Okay,
because you keep doubling it.
So you're doubling it.
Imagining it like compound interest. Okay, so if you do it that way. Okay, so that makes sense.
Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking insane?
I said 1 foot.
I said 10 feet and then 25.
She's like, no, 62 million miles.
And that's how wrong you are, Jared.
And it says the current world paper folding record belongs to a California high school student named Brittany Gallivan, who in 2002 managed to fold a 1.2 kilometer long piece of paper. 1.2 kilometer long piece of tissue paper. So we're thin as fuck. 12 times. Wow. It just doesn't make sense.
In halves.
In halves.
Wow.
But something that was 1.2 kilometers long, she could only fold it 12 times.
Because it really folds in on itself tightly.
Yeah, it gets too tall.
It's the corners you got to look out for.
I think that they did a Mythbusters about this because I remember them fold, but maybe it was paper because it was like the size of rooms. It was probably 100 feet long and they tried to fold it and I don't think they could fold it obviously more than 8 times.
I think it just depends on the thickness of the object because, or I don't know. I actually don't know. In this scenario, it's like one of those, like, it's like a trick question almost.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, that doesn't seem correct. But
like, I understand why it would be difficult, but I'd have to see it done in order to like be like, oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going next, Jared?
Today I learned that actor Robert Pattinson dealt with an obsessed fan who'd been camping outside of his apartment by taking her out on a dinner date.
Whoa.
And he is quoted saying, I just complained about everything in my life and she never came back.
That's amazing.
He's like, you're the pedestal. He's fallen off.
He's like, you want to get to know me?
Talk about not never meet your idols.
Yep.
Honestly.
I'm like, dude, that is a genius idea.
But that is male privilege at its finest because I would be dead.
Yeah.
If someone was stalking me and I was like, let's go to dinner. He'd be like, I'm going to wear your skin.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
But
and
I do,
as a man, I didn't even consider.
No, Jared, like, this is so funny. I do like his tactic, though.
It's honestly very confronting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right like, into it. And it's like, look, I suck.
Yeah.
But it obviously, but probably he doesn't. Playing it up.
I would love to know more about this date. Like, I just want to know more info.
I want to be a fly on
there
the wall.
Might be more. I'm just reading, you know, headlines for this, like, interesting facts, but I could dive into it for the next one. Maybe we can find more info.
Yeah, I want to know more about it.
I was laughing when I read it.
I know we've talked about it before, about Alexis went bowling with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I have the photo. I still just won't post it because I just feel like it's, like, a bad idea.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not a bad idea. For what? What do you think is going to happen?
I have some friends in it. Maybe it's, like, my friends in it that are cool, they'd be like, why would you? I don't know.
You're like social ladder climbing? Social ladder climbing?
Well, I wouldn't want them to infer that because I would never.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, that's why you haven't posted it.
That's why I'm ashamed.
Wait, will you just send it to me?
Of course.
But we all know here, like, if we see that photo online, we know what you're doing now.
Yeah.
No!
Just social climbing.
No, I'm a very humble lady.
I think you are too.
Thank you.
All right, tell me your fun fact.
Okay. It's expansive, just like the manatee.
Expansive?
It's not just one fact. It's like a...
Tell me the facts.
The platypus.
I love the platypus.
Yes, and you don't know anything about it yet.
Okay.
You think you do. You think you know, okay.
Are we going to do nipples in a weird location again?
A duck-billed mammal who lays eggs.
Yes.
That's what most people think.
Yes.
But did you know that when the platypus was first discovered, the main... person who was in charge of all the animals in the world thought it was a hoax.
Wait, there was a main person that was in charge of all the animals
imagine
in the world?
Somebody looking at you, imagine somebody looking at you and being like, there's no way this is real.
Okay, so it was a famed zoologist of London's Natural History Museum, George Shaw, and this was in 1798, when he was presented the body of a platypus, declared it was a fucking hoax. They were like, impossible. Duck-billed, evolved from a reptile, lays eggs.
It seems like it's like a deformity.
Correct. But there's so much shit that we think we know about the platypus that we don't.
Okay,
so we're going to just fucking
dive
get
right
into
in.
This.
I have a question before you go in any
mm-hmm,
further.
Mm-hmm.
Is this another animal that has nipples in a weird place? Because in my mind, a platypus's nipples are on its back.
You know, I don't know where its nipples are.
I'll find out and report back.
I don't think that it's like humanly possible to have your nipples on your back.
I think it's possible.
Could be.
All right. I'm just recalling.
What's fascinating, though. Okay. Let's just start with this. The platypus hunts underwater while its eyes and ears are covered.
Why?
They just hunt blind underwater.
Wow. They're that good at it.
Yeah.
They're just like, watch this.
Babies of the platypus are called paddles.
Oh,
paddles.
Pretty good.
That's good.
I want to be the person who makes up the names for baby animals.
Paddles is good.
Paddles is adorable.
So male platypi are one of the few venomous mammals on Earth. Not the females, just the males.
Venomous?
They have vicious spurs on their hind legs that deliver an excruciating toxin, possibly to help them fight other males during mating season. The venom, which is released from the male's hind leg spurs, is thought to have developed late in the animal's history. So this is a really old
new
animal. Yes.
This is an evolved trait.
So listen to this. So
I didn't know that any mammals were venomous.
This one is.
That was just an insect thing.
We found one.
So platypus, they just have a mouthful of gums, but they chew their food. So in order to do that, they pick up gravel in their little mouths and use the gravel to chew their food. And that's how they have fake teeth with rocks that they use to chew their food.
Wow.
This is so weird to me about like evolution with animals. Like, why? Why did we not grow teeth?
Oh, just wait.
Because we didn't grow teeth because mom and dad and their mom and dad and their mom and dad were just using rocks.
They just used their gums.
Yeah.
These animals ooze milk. Unlike other mammals, platypi lack nipples. Instead, the milk seeps directly out of mama platypus's mammary glands and collects in grooves on her skin, and her babies lap it up through her folds.
Wait, was the quote from the article lap it up?
Yeah.
It was lap it up or suck it out of her fur, and I said folds.
Lap it up.
So the babies nestle their little baby beaks into her skin folds to get the oozing milk from her skin.
Just point out how insane it is that your today I learned always end in weird nipple facts.
Yeah.
Lap it up.
That's sickening, dude.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh my God, Lex. I think
animal.
All of your facts, you got it. If you're talking about an animal, you need to give us a nipple fact.
That's right. No problem. Okay, so they glow under a black light and no one knows why.
Whoa. That is weird.
Yeah, it's called bioluminescence. And the only other animals have it too, including African spring hares, ghost bats, wombats, and some flying squirrels. No one knows why.
Interesting. Probably an alien thing.
Must be.
Alien blood.
All right. This is where it's sort of really interesting. So they have very strange genetics. And they basically are like, okay, so the fact that this animal has 5 X chromosomes and 5 Y chromosomes is the strangest thing about this very weird animal. In theory, it means there are 25 possible sexes for every platypus.
Wow.
However, in practice, that doesn't occur, but it could.
Whoa.
So they're like a really amazing creature to study because it's like...
they're all over the place.
Well, no wonder this guy was like, this is a hoax. It's like all over the map.
Well, right. And they believe that it was evolved from a lizard. And that way later in its evolution, did they adapt these really strange, like, mammalia and bird-like.
Whoa. Mammalia.
Yeah.
Mammalia.
You know, characteristics. Yeah. They're a super interesting animal.
Huh.
Milk grooves.
So milk, lapping
lap it up.
Milk folds. Milk folds. So that's...
lap it up.
I'm telling you, we knew they were weird. We knew the duckbill was weird. We knew the eggs were real weird. We knew they were mammals. But I didn't know about any of that other shit.
That was only the tip of the iceberg.
Oh my God.
Shit. Milk lapping from the folds, I think, does it for me.
Was that like a scientific article that they said lap it up?
Yeah.
Oh,
they said
my God.
The babies lap it up from the fur.
I don't think that's like a bit.
Or the
I can't handle it.
It's so gross. Like lapping it up just sounds
Google it,
so sick.
Google it yourself. I will.
Platypus lap it up
from the skin folds.
Ugh.
Mm.
My God.
All right. Well, what a creature. When we come back, it is time for hat chat.
Woo!
Is that what we call it?
Chat in the hat.
Chat in the hat.
Chat in the hat.
Oh my God. Chat in the hat is fucking
brilliant.
Iconic.
I know.
All right.
Jared was jealous that I came up with it, not him.
I told Lex I got mad because she named it, and I was like, I get so mad.
He was like, Jack always says I'm good at this stuff.
Yeah.
You are, but
when we've tried to come up with stuff, she's like, Jared's really good at this. And I was like, not under my watch.
I'm not shocked that you're good at it, Lex. I was planning on that.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for?
Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree 50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Chat hat. All right, chat in the hat. You go first, Lex. Ooh. I don't think you went last time. Okay, wearing socks to bed is our chat in the hat.
Okay, so who wants to weigh in first? This is my, again, my emotional support tassels coming in because I'm just like,
yeah.
Are people wearing socks to bed?
When did you get that emotional support tassel?
It's always been here.
New?
And I just started using it.
How have we not featured this on the podcast before?
Using it because I'm like,
yeah.
When I'm stressed out, this feels nice.
If you're watching on video, Alexis has
an emotional support tassel. All right, so anytime wearing socks to bed comes up in conversation, you know I'm going to my little known fun fact about Ted Bundy.
Oh, yes.
He was obsessed with socks. Mm-hmm. This man fucking loved socks. I'm going to read you a few quotes just to get you in because it's weird. He was a weird guy, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Ted Bundy said, one of my fondest dreams is to have all of the underwear and socks I could ever conceivably use. It's one of my fantasies to be able to wear new socks every day. And I must admit, I've had 3 or 4 dozen socks all purchased on stolen credit cards.
I gotta
I
have more than 3 or 4 dozen socks.
I have dozens of socks.
This is one area where me and Ted align.
You don't wear socks to bed.
Do people like a clean sock?
God, you know,
not to bed.
I don't want to wear them to bed. You're just talking about socks. He wants a new pair every day. Yeah. That's what I want.
I would love that too.
Britney Spears wears a new pair of underwear every day.
That's nice.
Honestly, that's luxury.
Can I keep going for the Ted Bundy quote?
Of course.
He goes, even in Pensacola, I went to a shopping mall and bought some socks. I was buying socks everywhere. I've got a sock fetish, no question about it. I must have 6 or 7 pairs right here with me in my cell. I'm very close to my feet right now. I'm lying on my back with my foot propped up on the bars, and I'm studying my toes for a good portion of the night. They're probably the most attractive feet I've ever seen.
Him and Quentin Tarantino should hang out.
Yeah, or the guy from fucking Nickelodeon, that creepy guy. And he goes, socks are such a serious part of my life. They're so very important to me. They kept reading the list of socks and all in court, and I felt proud because I guess somehow they're talking about his socks. In court.
Must be like discovery, some evidence.
Yeah. Honestly, it didn't even begin to occur to me that people might wonder why I had all these socks. I just felt proud that I owned all those socks. Like a man who stands at the back of his ranch house and looks out over the range and sees all of the cattle.
Jeez.
What is up?
This dude loves socks.
Dude, I think that's the weirdest fact I've known about anybody in the history of man is Ted Bundy and socks.
He's so open about it.
I just want to say, like, of all the garments, that's the least impressive garment.
Yeah.
You know, just structurally from an engineering standpoint. Like it's a simple garment. It's a little
tube.
It's a worm of a fabric.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you slide your feet into.
Yeah.
Like that is not an intricate or impressive.
Maybe there's
fabric.
Something about that to him though.
It's well, like it's the foot fetishy
it's
thing.
It's the foot going into the sock. Ooh, I don't know. There's something like, there that's like
yeah, maybe it's sexual.
Oddly sexual, probably. Something weird. Like there's gotta be something there.
I prefer something more advanced, like a jacket.
Yeah.
Or even a shoe. But you can still
a dress
a three-piece suit,
shoe, a pair of pants.
But the shoe goes on the foot. If you're talking feet-only things, like a shoe, you could really run the gamut.
Dude, I bet you the toe socks. He'd have been really into that.
Oh yeah, but ahead of his time.
Maybe it's metaphorical. Maybe it's metaphorical. Maybe it's him. Maybe it ties into his. I'm getting deep. Like inability to clean up all of his messes. So it's like a fresh start every day.
Maybe
you know. Maybe he's worried about all the evidence he's left behind in his life, and he's thinking.
I don't think he worried about that. He was pretty like.
No, at this point, he's pretty fucked.
He was pretty impulsive.
Yeah,
with his crime.
That's true. Okay, so it's not.
I'm glad
that.
He's gone.
Thank God.
Probably for the best.
No socks for you.
Probably for
no
the best.
No socks for you.
Next, all right,
but wearing socks to bed, I do think is a serial killer.
Oh my God, we didn't even do that. I'd rather die.
Yeah. To recline or not to recline on planes.
To recline.
This is constantly.
I'm just so weird that it is a thing. Like, why would they let them recline if you shouldn't be able to recline?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Full stop.
It's this weird, like, self-righteous thing that people are getting into about, like, I would never recline my seat.
Then don't. Like, I'm going to.
I know, but it's like then, crazy but then me. It's like a like inferring that people that do recline their seats are selfish.
No. Take it up with the airline.
I recline my seat. It's situational, though. Like,
I always do.
If it's a short flight, I'm not going to recline my seat.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why?
Because I'm not going to get any extra rest out of it. It's not going to do me any good.
If you're more comfortable, why not?
I don't know.
I just always do because I'm like, I'm uncomfortable and this makes me slightly more comfortable.
Also,
and like, I'm entitled to.
Yeah.
I paid for this.
I understand that 100%. I'm just saying.
I just
think
it's so weird that this became a thing.
It is weird that it's
a thing. I've never heard it be a thing my entire life. And
until
then suddenly,
recently.
But I think like there's a courteous thing too that you can do. You don't have to. Clearly not everybody
does. What is the courteous thing you should do?
Well, he's like holding a door for someone, right? Like, let's say the food comes. You're on an international flight and everybody's food comes. That's a nice time. And I think everybody
should bring it back up.
Bring your seat up so that everybody has enough room to eat their meal behind you.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do.
Sure.
But it's, again, it's like a courtesy thing. It's not like a, I just think that's what I do. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But it, presumably then you're awake and wanting to sit up to eat your food. I just think it's like, you're also entitled to not.
Yeah.
And unless the airlines make rules where during mealtime you have to put your seat up. I just think people are rule followers. Mm-hmm. And like, unless you give them specific rules, they're not entitled to like be courteous.
There's no, yeah.
I am courteous. But in that particular situation, what if I'm fucking passed out and I sleep through dinner? You know, I just think flights are just.
It's etiquette. It's like driving on a highway. If you're staying in the left lane and you're not going and you're not passing someone, it drives me nuts. But
100%.
Not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And it's just thing.
Yes, they do. That is a thing everyone knows.
They don't, though.
The fast lane is the left lane.
And if they do, they don't give a shit.
Well, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's.
Drives me
nuts. Well, that's the problem. A lot of people don't give a shit about anything. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't on short flights, but like you can't assume people are going to go on an international flight and not recline their seat.
Correct.
It's just like part
of
the game.
Especially in those tiny seats in the back where you got five in the middle row. It's like, whatever.
Their only solace from that misery is putting their seat back.
Yeah.
Those 2 inches.
And they're allowed to.
Yeah.
Those 2 tiny inches.
Correct.
All right, Jared, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. All right. What's in the hat?
Hat chat.
Oh, this is a good one. We got van life.
I know that was literally all the comment said. It just said van life.
And you know what it is. It's people selling the life that they have in a stationary house. Maybe it's a double wide trailer. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's not a van. People giving up all that they have.
And well, I mean, obviously, the most obviously the thing that comes to mind is Gabby Petito when you think about van life.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also think about like what they were trying to do, obviously before all of the tragedy happened, and it is like the influencer-y, off the grid, but like
think about it like this.
Like your whole TikTok
situation. Think about it like this, and I would assume some people listening and watching know this algorithm. Have you ever seen the TikToks where someone's out in nature making food? They're doing like a meal.
Yeah.
Notice how long that would take to set up and film?
So long.
That's what your entire life would be like living in a van, especially if you were doing content. Anytime you needed to take a shower, anytime you needed to get something out of the storage underneath your bed, like think about how many steps you have to do the normal things every day in life. It would be infuriating. Not to mention you don't have any space. You have nothing. You're on top of each other the entire time if it's two of you. It sounds
good. It's
awful.
Good in theory, bad in practice, probably.
Yeah.
Rather die.
I need my comforts.
And take it from me. I lived in a van with 10... people.
That's worse than van life.
3 years of my life.
Just hate road trips. I hate being in the car.
We used to.
So living in the car is just like
no.
Send me off to sea.
I could do it for like a weekend. I could do it for like 3 days.
I could glamp in like an RV.
Yeah.
For a day or two.
For 3 years of my life, I would play a show at like 9 p.m. and be done at like 10, 10:30. And then we'd have to load all the gear out into the trailer. And then everybody would pile into the van. We'd drive 4 hours, get to a hotel at 2 or 3 in the morning, sleep, wake up, do it again.
That's not living in a van.
almost.
All of it sounds awful.
But now
that sounds fucking awful.
Yeah. And now that I think about it more, I'm like, even if I had amenities in that van, I wouldn't want to be in there. You know,
correct.
It's also like a different type of a van. These are like luxury vans these people are in.
Yeah.
You are living in a minivan.
Even so, there's not enough room.
No, these people aren't all living in luxury vans.
That's true.
Like, it's like they still need to find bathrooms and showers. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to like YMCA type places to do all that.
No.
Or like truck stops with showers.
I would be willing to like have an honest conversation with someone who's done it and enjoyed it though, because I'm curious what, like,
no.
You know.
I don't know that enjoy is the word. Yeah. That they're doing it and they're doing it.
Period.
They're doing it and they're doing it
for whatever reasons it is.
Yeah.
Enjoyment's the spectrum.
You're like, why'd you do it? I don't know.
Money.
You're looking for something.
Yeah.
You're searching.
Searching.
Well, I think that's a searching move. Freedom is sort of, I get that.
Yeah.
I just have never craved that.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, give me my bed and my job.
Yeah.
Warm shower, comfy bed.
Yeah.
Oh, parking space.
I love it. All right. Well, we've run out of time yet again.
We've run out. That's the end.
We'll get to Cringe Confessions at some point.
Maybe we'll do like a whole half episode of it.
We should.
Because they'll all build up.
Yeah.
Send us your Cringe Confessions.
Yeah. DM us.
818-446-6889.
Or DM us on Instagram, a voice note.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.